This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Haiti was engulfed in chaos Thursday, day after President Jovenel Moïse was assassinated, with authorities vowing to hunt down more of the mercenaries allegedly responsible for shooting to death Moïse in the bedroom of his home. Police said that 7 suspects had been killed, 6 others arrested, among them 2 American citizens. The U.S. State Department has not confirmed the reports that 2 of its citizens are in detention. 3 officers who had been held hostage were freed Thursday, while the hunt for additional gunmen continues. Moïse's wife was injured in the attack and airlifted to a trauma center in Miami, Florida, in the U.S., where she is said to be in stable condition. Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph placed the country under a state of siege, in effect, martial law. Joseph urged calm and asked people to reopen businesses and go back to work as he ordered the reopening of the international airport. The motivation for the assassination remains unclear. Crews working at the site of a condominium complex in the U.S. state of Florida trying to recover the bodies of victims after determining there was no chance of anyone in the rubble could still be alive 2 weeks after the building in Surfside collapsed. Officials say the death toll rose to 64 Thursday, with 76 people still unaccounted for. And there will be no fans in the venues at the Tokyo Olympics later this month after a decision by organizers and the national government to implement a state of emergency because of COVID-19. Decision comes after Japan declared a state of emergency for capital due to the global health crisis that will run throughout the event. Via remote, this is VOA News.